Okay, today, Rebbe Zalman, we're continuing in the sixth parak of Maseches Menachos, and we're up to parak Vav, Mishnah Zayin. Ha'omer ha'yemenupa b'sholosh esrei nafa. They would sift the Korban Omer with 13 sieves. U'shtei alechem b'shtei mesrei. And u'shtei alechem with 12 sieves. Lechem apanem ba'achas esrei. And lechem apanem with 11 sieves. Rabbi Shimon Omer, lo ha'yilo kitzvah. There's no set number of times that it have to be sifted through, or number of sieves that you have to sift it through. Sholosh menupa kol tzorcha. Maybe they would just bring the flour that was really sifted as much as it needed to be in order to get rid of all the dirt and the junk. Shenemar v'lakachta solas v'fisosa ad shetei menupa kol tzarcha, that you just wait till it's good enough, till all the impurities have been removed. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, now we move on to the seventh parak of Maseches Menachos. We're up to parak Zayin, Mishnah Aleph. So the amount of flour that they would use for the Korban Todah was 2 eifa. That was assuming the midos midbarios, the measurements that they would use when they were in the midbar. But once they came to Eretz Yisrael, they changed to midos Yerushalmios. So even though they use the same names to describe the different midos, like a Canadian dollar and American dollar, same name, but it's describing two different things. So hatoda hisaba chamish se'in Yerushalmios. The Korban Todah was with 5 se'in that were Yerushalmios se'in, change sheish midbarios, which would be the equivalent of 6 se'in if you're describing midbarios, because the midbarios se'in were smaller, so you would need more of them to make up the shear of what you would need for the Korban Todah. Shtei efos, ha'efa shalosha se'in, the 6 se'in midbarios is 2 efas, because each efa is 3 se'in. Esrim isaron, the 2 efas have 20 isarons, because each isaron is 1/10 of an efa. Asar lechametz v'asar lematza. And of the 20 isarons of flour to make the 40 lachmei todah, they would use 10 isarons for chametz and 10 isarons for the matzah, even though 30 of the loaves were matzah and 10 of them were chametz. Asar lechametz isaron lechala. The 10 isarons of flour was for the 10 chametz loaves, so it was 1 isaron for each loaf of chametz. V'asar lematzah, and the other 10 isarons were there to make the matzah. U'matzah shloshu min chalash v'kikim revucha. But there were 3 types of matzah. There was chalash v'kikim revucha. Each one had 10 loaves. So nimtzuk shloshu isaronus v'shlish l'kol min. So it turns out that there were 3 and 30 isarons that were made each type of matzah. Shalosh chalash l'isaron, which means 3 matzahs were made from each isaron. B'amid Yerushalmi yishay yishloshim kav. The 5 sa of flour, according to the Yerushalmi measure, was 30 kav. Chamisha asar l'chametz, chamisha asar l'matzah. 15 kavs for chametz and 15 for matzah. Chamisha asar l'chametz kav v'chatzi l'chala. The chamisha asar kavs that weren't to make chametz, the 10 chametz loaves, means 1.5 per chametz loaf. Chamisha asar l'matzah, the 15 that went to make matzah loaves, v'amatzah shloshim minim v'chalas rikikim revucha, but there were 30 matzah loaves. Nimsu chametz kav l'chal. So it turned out, for each min of the 3 minim of matzah, they would use 5 kav, shtei chalos l'kav, so they would be able to make 2 loaves of matzah out of each kav. So let's review what we learned today in the last Mishnah of Perek Vav. We had said that the Omer was that the different menachos were sifted with different numbers of sieves. The Omer with 13, the Shtei Lechem with 12, Lechem Apanim with 11. But Rabbi Shimon says, nah, just as soon as you got it clean enough, you don't need any particular number of sieves. And then in Mishnah Aleph, we said that the Korban Todah was made with 5 Yerushalmi Se'in, which is 6 Midbarios. And then we went through the math of how much flour was used for the Chametz loaves and the Matzah loaves, respectively, of the Korban Todah, and since it was half for chametz and half for matzah, but there were only 10 loaves of chametz and 30 loaves of matzah, so there was obviously much more flour per loaf in the chametz loaves than there were in the matzah loaves. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Zayin, Mishnah Beis.